to the 19-teens now, 100 years ago, to a time rife with high-profile maritime disasters. You remember the Lusitania, passenger liner struck by a German U-boat in the early days of World War I, the Titanic a few years before that. What about the SS Eastland? That tragedy happened while the ship was docked, just feet from shore, in the middle of the city of Chicago in July 1915. More than 800 people died when the Eastland capsized, mostly women and children who were inside the cabins and were trapped underwater. Now, for the first time, footage of that disaster has been found, and it's available for anyone to watch online. It was discovered by Jeff Nichols, a graduate student at the University of Illinois at Chicago, while researching his dissertation in history. Jeff Nichols, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
And first, we should say that your area of study is not shipwrecks. So how did you come across this footage?
Well, my dissertation is on Chicago and the First World War. And what I was doing was looking for letters, correspondence back and forth from Chicago to Europe to see maybe there's some correspondence that would talk a little bit about the mood in Chicago before America entered the war.
But what you also found was a digitized version of a Dutch newsreel from the 19-teens, which includes footage of the SS Eastland in Chicago.
Right. And I clicked on a couple links and watched the reels, and then there's the unmistakable scene of the Eastland.
It's very odd, this collection of stories in the Dutch newsreel. It includes a bicycle race in Paddington in England. It's a regatta. There's a wonderful shot of wounded British soldiers going to the Palladium Theatre in London to see the stage magician Chung Ling Soo, who was actually William Ellsworth Robinson of New York. And then there happens to be this one item about the Eastland, this horrible disaster. Is it in the Chicago River that this actually...
It's in the Chicago River, yes. It's in between Clark and LaSalle, so it was in some ways a very, very well documented maritime disaster, because usually with these sorts of catastrophes, they're out in the middle of the ocean or in the middle of a lake. This was within walking distance of the major newspapers in Chicago. I've seen diary entries of individuals who've gone to see the capsized Eastland because they could just take the train to see it.
Well, has this accidental find of yours, has it in any way added the Eastland disaster to subjects of scholarly interest for you, or are you going to keep to the straight and narrow of your dissertation topic for the time being?
I have to finish my dissertation. I could take a little break from my dissertation, but next couple of days I have to get back to formatting footnotes.
Okay. Well, we wish you well on your dissertation, and thanks for introducing us to this footage of the SS Eastland.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
It's Jeff Nichols, graduate student at the University of Illinois in Chicago, talking with us about the film he found, it's actually now a video, taken back in 1915 when the SS Eastland capsized in the Chicago River. We'll be right back.